Ready? Go!
Welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to be discussing the do's and don'ts of growing your personal brand on Facebook, what to share, what not to share, and why it should matter to you. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. Facebook is an awesome tool for building your personal brand. The problem? People often either don't share or they don't know what to share. When people have come to me asking what to do with their social media accounts, their biggest concern is that they don't have anything worthwhile to post. They start out assuming that they're boring. Please, don't assume that you're boring. If you start out with the attitude that you are boring, you're going to act like it. People friend and follow you because they want to. They want to know you. They're interested in what you're doing. So tell your story. You are not boring. Now you may be wondering, how do I tell my story? And why? There's a few reasons. You may do so that family and friends can keep updated about you. Perhaps you need to share ideas or gain support for projects, or maybe you need a place for potential employers to be able to get to know you. Perhaps you're in it for networking or to showcase your skills, maybe even to educate others. More than likely, you need to do several of those things. Now, your story is told via the content that you share. Status updates, photos, even the types of articles, videos, and memes that you share. Each of those things is connected to your personality in some way, and when added up, people start to get an understanding of who you are. A big problem on social media, however, is when people try too hard to curate who they present themselves to be online. You know the ones. The people who only ever have those perfect vacations, the movie quality dates, and the foods to write off the cooking channel. Yeah. Whose life actually looks like that all the time? I'll give you a hint. No one. So don't assume that you have to live up to that standard. In fact, don't even try. Onlookers just get jealous, and those who get to know you sooner or later are going to just discover that you're a big fat faker. So don't even go there. Now, I'm not saying don't share your high points. What I am trying to say, though, is when you do share your high points, share other stuff along with it. Share the in-betweens. Share the hard times. Let people know that you're human, you struggle too, and that getting to those high points was a process for you. Show them that process. Let them engage in your story. Let them see just what it took to get to where you are in your life, your project, whatever. Being able to see the step-by-step of how something is achieved is far more engaging than just seeing the end result. Now, when I'm saying be authentic on social media and share your in-betweens, I'm not saying that you need to be one of those people who posts every time you're going to the toilet and what every meal you ate was. Don't go that extreme. That's a little bit too much information for most people. If you're wondering how to be authentic without getting too personal and you need a little bit of inspiration, go and look up somebody on Facebook who you find particularly interesting to follow. Think about what kind of posts they're making. Think about how they're valuable to you and why. Look at the types of media that they share. Go through and just think about how you can take that similar approach and make it yours, make it representative of you. And if you need a little bit more inspiration, I recommend scrolling through a few years' worth of posts on Olin Rogers' Facebook page. He does a fabulous job of mixing his wins and his struggles all through a vast array of media types. He is extremely engaging. Now we're going to talk about sharing for employers. Sharing for employers is a bit different than sharing for anyone else in your newsfeed. For starters, anything that you share for a potential employer needs to be set to public, because chances are people who are going to be recruiting you for a job or looking over your profile after an interview, they're not going to go to all the trouble to add you as a friend. They're just going to scroll through what's there. And if what's there is just a blank page that says, add this person as a friend because my profile is set to private, that's not going to be very helpful for learning about you as a person and a potential employee. So, you need to carefully curate what content you make public on your profile. Your public posts should emphasize your skill set, your professional interests, and give hints to the type of work environment that you'd be best suited for. Awesome things to share are your projects, such as blogs, videos, photography, podcasts, ebooks, or research. Articles relevant to the type of workplace or industry that you hope to become a part of can be really good too, whether you wrote them or not. It still gives an employer a sense of what type of person you are and maybe a little bit about what you're looking for. Now, things not to share publicly? Avoid posting stuff for like special interest groups or posts exclusive to your hometown or your friends/family base. Also, try to avoid putting negative content on your public feed. Now, I understand on your private feed, you have bad days sometimes, and that's perfectly acceptable. Just do so in moderation. But when it comes to your public feed, any sort of negativity is going to be kind of a turnoff for any recruiters or potential employers or new connections that may be viewing it. So just avoid that. Another thing to avoid sharing on your public feed are photographs of your friends, family, pets. Why? Partly because some people may freak out because privacy concerns, and they may not want their photos to be public. Besides, it tends to clutter things up and makes it difficult for potential employers to find the content that's actually going to be relevant to them. Now, all across the board, whether it's private, public, whatever, the bottom line is this. When sharing posts on Facebook and other social medias, ask yourself these three questions. Who is my audience? How will this post be valuable to them? And what will this post reflect about me? And with that, I'm going to post this podcast to my profile. Until next time, keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photo Synth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexcento.